Hi, this is Eva Cox in my annual event of International Women's Day. Every year we have one day out of 365, and this year it's out of 366, that we actually celebrate women. And it's an annual celebration which has been going since 1913. So have we been making progress since then? In 1975, it was declared as the date that the UN accepted it as International Women's Year, which is 45 years ago. So have we made consistent progress in rights over the last 45 years? I'm not sure. I think I want to start with the difference between equality and rights, because reading some of this stuff, I notice we're mainly talking about rights. We often see feminism defined as seeking women's equality with men. But are we actually talking about equality? It's not a clear goal. It's ambiguous because it fails to define equality. Is it equality on male terms, equality on female terms, or maybe gender equality, which doesn't have the dominance of either male views and values or female views and values? And it's the last one that I think is the most important, because that was really what we were on about, certainly in the second wave women's movement, was to remove the assumption that those things being done by men were really important, you know, money, jobs, making war, making money, etc., etc., etc. So there was a sense in which male values really came out of the Industrial Revolution when men went off to work and women were sort of left with everything else in the household. And then gradually we've been transferring more stuff from the household into the workplace. But even then, if it sort of mirrors housework like childcare and cooking and so on, we tend to be underpaid, certainly if you want to do housework. So we've got stuck with this idea that what we're looking for is equality, and I think we need to think seriously about that because, in some ways, we've sort of had equality on those terms shoved down our throat for the last 40 years. I talked last time I was on a bit more about the idea that what we were actually dealing with was the problems of neoliberalism when somehow or other that social, relational, non-financial stuff disappeared off the agenda, and we've still got that. And I think that's what's happening at the moment, because really, if you look at what's happening, we did very well in terms of getting stuff up in the second wave in the 1960s and the 1970s. It dribbled over into the 80s, and a few things still happened that were good in the 90s. But really, if you think about it, most of the stuff that was happening around then, we'd already put up as things we wanted in the 60s and 70s. Yes, we've won the odd things like paid parental care. Yes, we've won the things like legal equality. But we're still grossly unequal in many ways. We have the murders of women, the constant reiteration about that. But it means the idea of gender equality in personal terms certainly hasn't been changed, and we've still got a whole lot of major problems in that. And the welfare state stuff, the sort of social contract that we had up to the 80s after World War II, when people decided that having social services was a good idea because it allowed the people that voted for those that represented them to feel they were getting some sort of deal apart from making money, which was often the province of the rich. And women didn't do so well in terms of being rich. But if you look at what we celebrate these days, we tend to celebrate more women into positions of power, but we've actually got very little indication that they change things. We've got lots of people who say, oh, yes, once you get to a third, then you know we can change things. But I keep thinking about the Labour Party, which now has 50% of the caucus are female at the federal level, and they don't have any welfare programs at all in their particular platform. So obviously, having women there has not helped in those areas which are those that women end up using because they are left with all of the sorts of needs to deal with welfare. We've left out community, we've left out all of that stuff. And we cheer when we get more women into the paid workforce. We completely ignore the fact that we do the major contribution that's unpaid, and it's the unpaid stuff that holds society together. All we do is harp on the idea that we've got to increase GDP, and GDP is grossly masculinized and not productive. And I don't really know why we keep talking about it. So we need to actually start thinking about what is feminism. And I want to get back to the idea that feminism really is not about equality for women in male terms. We've got more women playing male sports. They can have concussion too. Do we want to celebrate that? I think that that's a bit of a problem. maybe we should stop men having concussion in sports, and then, you know, we would have actually have done something about it. So I don't think we're doing very well. I think we've got to start looking at the mess that men are making of the world in terms of the environmental stuff and the production stuff and all of the damage that that's doing. I think it's time that we really revived feminism as trying to put the values of the social, the relational, the ethical, and all of those things that are eliminated from economics out of the economic stuff. And I think it's time that we started taking over and not letting them decide whether they'll let us have a bit of a go at being somebody powerful. When we get to that point, I'll really have something to celebrate on International Women's Day.